After the revolution, many of my parents' generation came to the States in hopes of democracy, freedom, and success. In hopes of a promising regime, our parents' generation brought the Islamic Revolution. Now, 33 years into the revolution, we're confronting a possibility of another conflict.
Strong warning to Iran. They are introducing a resolution backing the use.
Yet, as the nation of my birth stands at the brink of war, so much of our community seems heedless. The biggest news out of our diaspora now? A new reality show called Shahs of Sunset.
I went to Beverly Hills High School.
I'm baffled that at a critical time, so many of my people are focused on such mindlessness.
You like it?
You look amazing. Image is everything.
Turns out, I'm not alone. One morning, I invited a musician friend, Siavash, over for breakfast. He also brought his guitar. Siavash too agreed that the image portrayed by Shahs of Sunset captures many trivial realities of our new lives in America. He blames this on the disappointments passed down from our parents' generation.
Most of them, they don't have hope. Because you just feel you don't have any power to change anything. You don't have any power to say anything. Therefore, why bother?
I serve Siavash homemade sour cherry jam with toast. He takes a sip of his unsweetened tea.
Older generation, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we just want to make our, you know, money and, you know, do our business. We don't want to deal with politics because it failed once and they failed big time. They're afraid to do it again.
He might be right, but is our generation just carrying out the lessons of our elders?
There's a lot of pressure to marry within the community.
What does it take to be heard beyond this reality show? I feel sorry for the cast, yet more disappointed in my generation and the entire community. Embedded in their shallow lives is the same ignorance and hopelessness we blame on our parents' generation.
It's time for the baby factory to open up.
There's going
to
be a war between Iran and other countries. It's really sad that we don't have that unity to show that we have all these good people. Unfortunately, we have these kids running around with their nice cars, getting the stage.
Two things I don't like. I don't like ants, and I don't like ugly people.
This is part of the stereotype of Iranians in modern mainstream America.
After breakfast, I called my friend Amir, a West Point graduate, to see if I'm worrying too much.
What's at stake? It's not my individual success or an engineer or a doctor's individual success. What is at stake is really a war with Iran. If Iranian Americans don't determine their own future, somebody else is going to determine it for us.
Siavash, Amir, and I believe that it's up to our generation to do something. Are we ready? Sometimes I wonder.
All about cash, flash, gold, cars.
While the embarrassment of mediocrity seems to be the new recipe for fame, I hope this doesn't taint my entire generation. It's time for us to take part in framing our own narrative and tell our own story. A story that defines Iranians beyond the 79 hostage crisis, beyond Ahmadinejad, and beyond a group of shallow characters who live a scripted life. Tara Kangarlu, Annenberg Radio News.
That Iran is an existential danger to them.